Welcome to Street Knowledge with Chris Graham.
About that executive order from Governor Glenn Youngkin on COVID and school mask policies, it's not state law. And we're seeing a lot of school divisions in Virginia decide to follow the state law. I'm Chris Graham talking here on the podcast. And in our backyard, Albemarle County and the city of Charlottesville, just over the mountain from us, both announcing today, Monday, as we're recording this podcast, that they are going to follow state law as regards COVID and school masking policies. And that state law is a Senate bill passed last year, signed into law by then-Governor Ralph Northam, that requires schools to follow the mitigation recommendations of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, quote, to the maximum extent practicable. I got to get the word correct there. That's from language from the Charlottesville City Schools announcement from Dr. Royal A. Gurley Jr., the superintendent of schools in Charlottesville, and the school board chair, Lisa Larson-Torres. Especially at this moment during the Omicron variant surge, we reaffirm our commitment to masking and other mitigation strategies, the two said in a joint statement. Following the recommendations of the CDC and the Virginia Department of Health has allowed us to keep in-school transmission to a minimum. We especially appreciate the Blue Ridge Health District for their near daily guidance. So that's the announcement from Charlottesville, and another lengthy announcement posted online by Albemarle County Public Schools announcing the same thing, that the school system in Albemarle will continue to comply with state law that the mask be worn by all students in all schools and facilities. The division also said it will continue to follow the federal government's order that masks be worn on all school buses. And in accordance with the standard issued by the Virginia Occupational Safety and Health Administration, there will be no change to the requirement that all school division staff continue to wear masks when inside school facilities. Also citing the transmissibility of the Omicron variant was the announcement from Albemarle County Schools. So what this means is we're probably set up, and it's not just these two school divisions in Virginia. I don't have an exhaustive list, but I know that there were several in Northern Virginia that were Arlington County, I know, was one. Fairfax County, I know, was another that are saying they're going to continue to follow the state law. And where this comes into to being and importance is I got this question from actually my wife today as I was discussing what Albemarle and Charlottesville are doing in our backyard. Her question was, well, you know, the governor issued an executive order. So how does that not apply? How can these two school divisions and others in Virginia decide, well, we're just going to do our own thing? And it's not that they're doing their own thing. It's more that Youngkin, the new governor, as of Saturday, is doing his own thing. And but both the state level and federal level, the constitutions, federal and state constitutions, spell out how things work and how things in terms of laws, and how things work is the legislative bodies enact laws, and then the executive branch, which is at the state level the governor, federal level the president, they execute the laws. Right, executive means execute. They see through the laws and make sure that they're properly executed. So what neither a president or governor can do is write laws. And we've actually seen this at the Supreme Court level, U.S. Supreme Court level. Just last week, word handed down by the U.S. Supreme Court that the Supreme Court was not going to allow President Biden's effort to enact and then enforce a mandate that employers with more than 100 employees institute their own masking policies or testing policies. And what was cited there was there was nothing in terms of congressional approval, no existing federal laws that could give the power to President Biden to write that executive order. Well, the same thing applies here. In fact, there's actually state law in the case of COVID masking in schools that the state law spells out that, in fact, as was said earlier, that CDC mandates are to be used as the guide. And so Governor Youngkin just can't write an executive order that says, I now override the General Assembly and its legislation. It'll take the General Assembly, both houses, the House and the Senate, agreeing on similar language, and then the governor signing that into law before the governor could ever enact anything of this nature and then enforce anything of this nature. And in Virginia, with the control of the General Assembly split, the Republicans took the House last year, the Democrats hold a slim 21-19 majority in the Senate. Doesn't seem all that likely that you're going to see see that take place during this upcoming General Assembly session. It's possible, I suppose, but I don't know that it's going to be all that likely. And so what we could be set up for here is court battles, because the governor is saying that he will use all weapons at his disposal, including withholding funds from school divisions that don't comply with his executive order. Now, that the governor or a president at the federal level, those positions do oversee the disbursement of funds, but they don't decide where funds go. All they, you know, simply they're the governor in Virginia, the president at the federal level, oversee the federal agencies and state agencies that are given the money to enact to enact programs and policies in accordance with state law, appropriations laws, and then the other policies of that are put in place by the state law or federal law as enacted by the legislature. So that said, if Governor Youngkin were to try to follow through on his threat, we'll just call it a threat, to withhold funding from school divisions like Albemarle, like Charlottesville, like others in Virginia, that decide that they're going to follow state law, not the governor's executive order, he would be acting in contravention of state law. And another court case would be, and in Virginia, the state would lose both, and state taxpayers would lose both. And it would be a rout, to be quite honest. There are existing state laws, both in appropriations and in Senate Bill 1303 that was passed by the General Assembly regarding masking in schools, that are pretty clear. And the way to change that would be to have the General Assembly, again, change the masking law and then change the appropriations to match whatever Governor Youngkin wants to do. You're not going to see that happen. You're just not going to see that happen in the next 2 years in Virginia. So just like in the regional greenhouse gas initiative example, where the governor wrote an executive order on Saturday that says Virginia is going to withdraw from the regional greenhouse gas initiative. Well, that's great, except that, again, the General Assembly passed a law that says Virginia is part of the regional greenhouse gas initiative, along with a total of 11 states in the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic. And the governor can't just unilaterally on his own. He can't write law. President Biden can't write law at the federal level. Governor Youngkin can't write law at the state level. There is a process in place that includes the legislature. In fact, the legislature makes laws. All the governor does is either sign or veto. And of course, the legislature can override a veto with the 2/3 majority of both houses. We're not talking about any of that here. What we're talking about here is the governor's trying to write law with his pen, and he can't do that. And so Albemarle County, Charlottesville, saying we are still in the midst of a pretty transmissive time in terms of COVID. The state, and even if we weren't, the state law says what the state law says. Now, if we weren't in a situation where, let's just say that law was written, and then now, and it has an expiration period, and that expiration, I don't have it right here in front of me, but I think it goes through August of this year. In fact, I do have it in front of me. These masking requirements in that legislation remain in effect until August. Basically, before the beginning of the next school year in Virginia, the General Assembly had given itself the ability to revisit and then enact these policies for the next school year. I don't see that happening either at this stage. But let's just say that these regulations were in effect. This law is in effect until the end of this school year. But let's say that the COVID numbers had gone down dramatically, and instead of being in the midst of a COVID surge now, we were in the midst of a COVID desert. And that fortunately, you know, we would be in a place where COVID was well under control and we didn't need the masking regulations in place. Well, then we certainly could see quick action from the General Assembly. In fact, that could have been a day one priority if that was the case. It's not, but if that was the case, both the House and the Senate could say, hey, we don't need this law anymore. Let's sign a law, let's pass a bill real quick, each of our houses. Let's have the same language for each. Let's have the governor quickly sign it. Let's get that out of here. Then you would have that law lifted, but that's not the case. Albemarle County, Charlottesville. It'll be interesting now, of course, we're Augusta Free Press. Albemarle County and Charlottesville are our neighbors. Where I live in the city of Waynesboro, I'm only a couple of miles. Let's see. I literally live right off exit 94 of off of Interstate 64. Albemarle County starts at about exit 100. So I'm 6 miles away from Albemarle County. Charlottesville is about 25 miles away. But what happens in Waynesboro? What happens in Stanton, which is our independent city neighbor to our west within the confines of Augusta County and Augusta County itself? What happens in those three localities in terms of what the school divisions there, the school boards there decide to do? It won't surprise me to see that Augusta County will quickly try to follow in line with the governor's executive order and declare, because this was a big issue in the recent school board election in Augusta County, the masking policies in place. I'm not so sure about Waynesboro and Stanton, the two cities, because there wasn't an election in the fall in the cities as far as school boards were concerned. We just don't have a finger on the pulse of the population and also what those boards and school divisions would do. I can say this, that it wouldn't take much if any or all three of the local school divisions, Augusta County, Stanton, and Waynesboro, were to decide we're going to go in line with the governor on this. It wouldn't take much. It would take one parent in the school division saying you're acting outside of state law, despite what the governor says. He doesn't write law. The legislature does, and you're acting against state law. One parent in each school division could file a lawsuit. That would be a valid lawsuit, unlike a lawsuit that would be initiated to try to enact this superfluous executive order from the governor. A lawsuit filed by a parent saying you're not following state law would be pretty much a prima facie case as well. And this time it would go against the school divisions if they were to decide to act against the wishes of the General Assembly in this situation. That doesn't mean Augusta County is not going to. And in fact, I'd be surprised if the school division hasn't already just decided that's going to be the case. We haven't seen any word. I checked the website, haven't heard from anybody in the school division there today about this. Augusta County is clearly going to go in this direction and expose itself legally. The two cities will be another question. We'll keep an eye on that, though, from Augusta Free Press's standpoint, as far as that goes. So for more on this issue and more on the executive orders, the legislation by pen of our new governor, Glenn Youngkin, check out AugustaFreePress.com. If you have any questions for me, any comments, anything else, email me at AugustaFreePress2@gmail.com. I'm on Twitter at AUG Free Press, all Free Press. You can go to Facebook and go a lot of places. And just let me know what you think about this issue, about other news issues, other sports issues out there, important cultural things, whatever the case may be. Love to hear from you. Thanks for your time today, everybody, and have a great day.